ER101. In conjunction with the American College of Emergency Physicians, get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. Well, I want to talk about a disturbing new trend that teens are doing. They're ordering online fully legal powdered caffeine, which is completely concentrated 100% powdered, 100% caffeine in a powder form that they're ordering on bulk, and we're seeing caffeine overdoses. So my next guest, a frequent guest of the show, an expert, Dr. Steven Anderson, is the chairman of the stroke committee, and he is also from Washington, Seattle, Washington, with the caffeine capital of the country, thanks to Starbucks. So I'm sure he's seen a lot of caffeine, you know, not so much overdoses, but people that are over-caffeinated there. And now, add to this, one teen did die in Ohio. So this is extremely frightening, I think, for parents.
Well, Lee, it's always a pleasure to be on, and yeah, there's a coffee stand on every other corner in Seattle. There are real medical complications that are associated with caffeine when it's used improperly, and it's now linked to the death. But I think the first question is, why caffeine? I mean, why are kids abusing it? It's truly a performance-enhancing drug. This year's winner of the Tour de France started every morning with his cappuccino. In standard amounts, one or two cups of coffee, it improves your stamina, it improves your alertness in workouts and in performances, and heck, you know, it keeps you awake. But we're not talking standard doses here. Many folks mix caffeine with their nutritional shakes before they work out, or it's real popular to mix it with alcohol to blunt the sedation and stay awake. Pretty common for energy drinks like Red Bull to be in a bartender's options of what he can do. To me, the delivery system of having it snorted, which makes a medication super concentrated and utilized, is a pretty frightening idea.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and what's frightening is that kids, you know, you order it on the internet, it's legal. Kids think, oh, caffeine, you know, I drink a Jolt. I drink, you know, a bunch of Coke, which has caffeine. You know, they think it's safe, and because it's legal and easy to get, it's kind of frightening. But, you know, something like a teaspoon supposed to have 1,600 milligrams of caffeine, whereas maybe a one of those Jolts or something is 280. I heard a small Starbucks is 260 milligrams of caffeine.
So you're right on. The whole message here to me is dosage. Experts would recommend that you probably have less than 600 milligrams a day of coffee. So a Diet Coke's 45 milligrams. Grande coffee could be 300. Red Bull's 80. But a 16th of a teaspoon of powdered caffeine is what the recommended labels say. That's about 200 milligrams. But remember, that's smaller than a pea. That's a lot less than an artificial sweetener packet.
But it
comes packaged in these peanut butter jar-sized delivery that you can get 100,000 milligrams for like $12 at your standard supplement store that anybody can walk in and buy. Or, I mean, it's even cheaper than that over the internet. And the real question then is, what's lethal?
Yeah, so first let's talk about a little bit about if you suspect, like, just, you know, too much caffeine, and then what can happen with too much caffeine. I mean, caffeine is a drug, well, even before we talk about that, but this is not considered a drug by the FDA, right? Because it's considered a supplement. So pretty much the FDA regulates it in a different way than they would regulate drugs, correct?
Correct. It's a whole different process of how can you acquire it. So no question, anybody can order it over the internet, teenagers. A lot of supplement stores have no restriction so that kids can walk in and buy it. Now, they do try to regulate certain ways that it's packaged, and that may be one of the take-home points, is that it ought to be packaged differently so it doesn't come in these peanut butter jars that you just reach your scoop in and take some.
Yeah. And they recently did issue a warning. Unfortunately, it takes something like a tragedy of that teenager in Ohio for them to do that, because supplements, you know, they do. They regulate if they're clean, if there's contaminants and such, but not so much the dangers and the signs and symptoms. And so now the FDA has regulated, issued a warning about it. But what are the signs and symptoms?
Well, I think anybody, if they've ever drunk 4 or 5 cups of coffee, can tell you that they get a queasy stomach, they get shaky, they start to feel jittery. So up that dose, you can start getting you vomiting. People can get to the point where they're convulsing with seizures. And when you start reaching 5,000 to 10,000 milligrams, it can be lethal. Now, you'd be talking drinking 25, 50 cups of coffee to get to that level, and I don't know a whole lot of people that can pound 50 cups of coffee down, but it's only 1 or 2 teaspoons of powdered caffeine to get to that level. And you can see the setup, the mistakes here. I mean, you're mixing your nutritional shake, you put some berries in, you took 2 scoops of powdered protein mix, and you throw a scoop of caffeine in, and oops, wait, a scoop of caffeine? Or even more, the case of scenario I would see is you're drinking with your friends, you start mixing up your margarita mix, and you got a scooper there, and a scoop or two of margarita mix, a scoop or two of the caffeine out of the same size jar, and you're talking lethal dose again.
Yeah.
And when you start snorting it, it becomes even more efficient and effective.
Right. And it is, it's this crazy idea, like this new kids cocaine, because they think that there's a prolonged high. I don't really even see the high. I think you get too more nervous than high initially with too much caffeine. But, you know, it's like legal and they think it's funny. And, you know, there's on YouTube, unfortunately, the ubiquitous YouTube, it shows teenagers doing that and laughing and, you know, and it's completely legal. And that's what I think is most frightening for parents.
Well, to me, I agree with you 100%, as always, Lee. Anything that alters your mentation, some people are going to find that funny, entertaining for a while, but you have to understand, again, it's all about dosing, and it's all about the fact that there are real side effects. If I was going to say that I think there are big take-home points from this, I'd say, first of all, I'd call out the manufacturers and say that there should be clear warnings on this, and they should consider repackaging it. If the standard dose is the size of a artificial sweetener, then package it in artificial sweetener sizes so people don't mistake and take scoops. And, you know, consumers, when you're talking any supplement, know what you're taking, follow the directions, and use it responsibly. And if you're a parent, this is a drug. If it's in your house, it's a drug in your house.
Yeah, those are some excellent take-home points, as usual, Dr. Anderson. And I think, you know, another take-home message that we don't even realize is people that might even have heart conditions, even small or more acceptable doses of caffeine can be a problem. So you really have to ask your doctor about that, because caffeine can be a problem with anyone with a heart condition. So I think that's one of the things that you really have to think about. And kids, they will constantly be testing you and trying new things, so just have to stay one step ahead of them. And that's why we try and bring you the news like that. Well, I want to thank my guest, Dr. Anderson. This is ER101. I'm Dr. Lee Van Oker on Radio MD. Stay well and tune in to your health.